This week's Parsha is Parshas Ki Tseh, and the title of the shiur tonight is Protecting Yourself from the Evil Satan. So tonight we're going to look at a very vague mitzvah brought down in this week's Parsha. It's really just one pasuk, and it seems to be very broad, and it's very difficult to understand at face value. So we're going to look at the pasuk in this week's Parsha and try to analyze the different ways to approach this pasuk. So look at source number one, Devarim Perek Chaf Gimel. It says in the Parsha, Ki seitze machane al oivecha v'nishmarta mikol davar ra. So the Torah just says that when the troop go out against the enemy, meaning when you go out to war, you should guard yourself from anything evil. So the Torah teaches us there's a mitzvah, according to the Torah, to guard yourself from evil when you go out to war. So it's a very vague pasuk. There's no real pasukim before or after that really tie in or explain this pasuk. Maybe the Ramban will see one other pasuk later on, but it seems to be an independent pasuk. So the question is, you know, what is the meaning of this pasuk? Of course, you should always guard yourself from davar ra. So what does it mean when you go out to war that you should guard yourself from something that's evil? What is the evil that the Torah is referring to, and what's the mitzvah here? So that's the question. So if you look in Rashi, by the way, if you can put your mute buttons on, it would be great, unless you have a question. So if you look in Rashi in source number two, Rashi says, Ki tseitse v'nishmarta, shasaton mekatreg b'shas hasakana. So Rashi explains that the Torah is teaching us that when the Jewish people go out to war, they have to be careful. Why? Because the satan, the evil demon, it accuses b'shas hasakana, in times of danger. So therefore, there's this mitzvah to be careful and to be shomer yourself from evil when you go to war, because that's considered a sakana, a dangerous situation, and the satan accuses in times of danger. So of course, the question is, what does this mean? What does it mean that the satan accuses or denounces in a time of danger? You know, what does that even mean literally, factually? Is there a little demon that we have to worry about? So what exactly is Rashi alluding to in his parish? And we see this concept in other places in the Torah as quoted by Rashi. And the other place mainly is by Yaakov and Binyamin. So in source number 3, Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Dalet in Bereishis, the Torah says with regard to Yaakov's reluctance to send Binyamin, Ves Binyamin achi Yosef lo shalach Yaakov es echav ki amar pen yikrenu ason. When the Shvatim went down to Egypt to get food, Yaakov did not send Binyamin. Why? Because he said that lest a disaster, perhaps a disaster, will occur on the way. So Rashi over there in source number 4 says, Pen yikra'enu ason, ubavayis lo yikra'enu ason. Will a disaster not occur in the house? Meaning, even if Binyamin stays home, there's the possibility of something bad happening to him. So what was Yaakov concerned with? So Amar Rav Elazar ben Yaakov mikan shasatan mekatreg b'shas hasakana. So from here we learn out that the satan, the Satan, denounces in the time of danger. So this is another example where Rashi uses this concept of the satan being mekatreg. So the first example is in our parsha where it says when the Jews go out to war, they have to be careful from evil. And why? Because the satan is mekatreg. And so too Yaakov was afraid to send Binyamin, because he maintained that the satan is mekatreg, in danger. So what is this satan mekatreg idea? Again, we see it in Vayigash, source number 5. Same idea. Ulkachtem gam ezem im panai v'karu ason v'horatem esev asib ra'asha ola. When Yehuda is going through the whole story of what happened, he says that Yaakov didn't want to send down Binyamin lest something evil, bad happen to him, a disaster. And Yaakov says that he's going to go down to Sheol in sorrow. And Rashi says over there in source number 6, V'karo ason shasatan mekatrik b'shas hasakana. So once again, we see this concept over there. So we see it in these two places, but I want to try to understand Rashi's idea, concept of the satan mekatrik, to try to gain some insight into what he means. What does it mean that the satan mekatrik b'shas hasakana? So there's one other place that I found this idea, not related to danger, of the satan being mekatrik, and it's referenced in the story of Avram Avinu by Akedas Yitzchak. So if you look in source number 7, in Bereishis Perek Chaf Beis Pasuk Aleph, it says, Vayhi Achar advarim ha'elev ha'elokim nisas Avraham v'yomer elav Avraham v'yomer hineni. So it was that after these things happened, that Hashem tested Avraham, and he said to him, Avraham, and Avraham said, here I am. So Rashi, in source number 8, on the beginning of Akedas Yitzchak, explains, Yesh Marabasenu Omrim, Achar Devarav Shal Satan. So what does it mean, Achar Devarim Ha'ila? What is that referring to? It's referring to the Satan, the Satan Shehaya Mekatreg. He was denouncing Avraham. But Omer, Mikol Su'uda Sha'asa Avraham, will he kriv lefanecha par echad o ayel echad? The Satan was claiming to Hashem that Avraham never gave korbanos after his meals or from his meals. So Amar lo klum asa ela b'shvil v'no. So Hashem responded to the Satan that Avraham would do anything for his son. Ilu ha'yisi omer lo zevach oso lefanai lo yamakev. And if I told Avraham to sacrifice his son, he wouldn't hold back from sacrificing him. So Hashem is responding to the Satan by saying, the Satan is claiming that Avraham did not give korbanos from his meals. And Hashem is saying back to the Satan, Avraham would even give up his son. V'yish omrim achar dvarav shal Yishmael, shayam ispar al Yitzchak, shema ben shlushtrei shana v'lo micha. The other interpretation is that achar is referring to Yishmael, that he had his milah, his bris milah, when he was 13. And he didn't stop Avraham from doing it. Amar lo Yitzchak be'ever echad atam yareini. Are you trying to intimidate me with one limb? Ilu amar li Hakadosh Baruch Hu zaveach atmecha lefanai lo yisi ma'akiv. If Hashem told me to give up and to sacrifice myself for him, I wouldn't stop him. So that's the second interpretation. So there's two interpretations. Either one interpretation is the Satan was mekatreg. He was denouncing Avraham to Hashem and saying, oh, that Avraham isn't mizabeach enough. He doesn't give enough korbanos. And Hashem is responding to the Satan that Avraham would even give up of his son Yitzchak. And the second interpretation is that it's a reference to Yishmael, that before this point Yishmael had a milah when he was 13, and the claim was that he was on a higher level than Yitzchak, and Yitzchak is saying, no, I would even be willing to sacrifice myself to Hashem. So the question is, what is this idea of the Satan being mekatreg? Is there one unifying idea to this concept, because we see it in different situations? One, the first idea is that the Satan is mekatreg b'shasa sakana, in dangerous situations. And now we see it again with regard to Avraham, that Avraham was tested by Hashem, by the Akedas Yitzchak, and before the test occurs, it says achar dvarim ha'ila, and it's a reference to the Satan being mekatreg, and accusing Avraham of not being righteous enough. So what exactly is, can we define the Satan being mekatreg in a less literal sense to try to understand it in a deeper way, in a deeper manner? So that's the first question that I want to take up, and I want to give a possibility. Does anybody have a possibility for that, for this concept of the Satan being mekatreg? What does it mean? So I think that there's one. Yeah, go ahead. Somebody, you want to say something? So I think that there's one unifying idea, possibly. And I was thinking about it from the case of Avraham. So the Satan being mekatreg is an idea of exposing a weakness, that Avraham, there was an expose of Avraham's vulnerability, that he lacked. There was some type of weakness that was perceived by the public, but that was perceived, and it was being exposed. And obviously Hashem knows all, so he doesn't need the Satan to tell him. But the concept of the Satan being mekatreg is the concept that of a vulnerability being exposed. And that's what the Satan does. He exposes a weakness, a vulnerability to God, to Hashem, in the story, in the Medrash. So maybe the idea of a vulnerability being exposed is the same idea by the sakana, by going out to war. Maybe the Torah is teaching us that when you're traveling, when you're in war, and you feel scared because there's danger, and there's a fear of death. So in that situation, your weaknesses and your vulnerabilities are exposed. And when that happens, there's a danger. There's a danger of your weaknesses being exploited, being taken advantage of. Because when a person in that situation isn't capable of staying strong, and when your weakness shows in a situation of danger, that's when mistakes happen. That's when people fail and bad things happen to people. When their weaknesses and their vulnerabilities are exposed in the wrong situation, and those weaknesses are taken advantage of. So I think that Rashi is teaching us that the Sotan B'Mekatreg is an idea that we have to be aware of this possibility. That when you go to war, you have to be aware of your fears and the strength of your fears. And you have to be aware that when you're scared in that situation, your vulnerabilities are showing. And they're exposed to the public, to your enemies. And the point of the Torah is V'nishmar tal mikol davara, meaning that you have to be on guard. You have to be aware of the fact that your vulnerabilities are exposed in war. And instead of forgetting about it or not being aware of it, which would lead to danger, and by being aware of it, then you can guard yourself. V'nishmar tal mikol davara. You can guard yourself from advantage being taken of those vulnerabilities, of those weaknesses. And it's the same thing by Avraham. By Avraham, it was more of a philosophical weakness that was trying, that the Satan was trying to expose, meaning that there's a vulnerability that may have been perceived, and Hashem is attacking that vulnerability, and he's saying, no, Avraham is perfected, he'd even give up of his son to me. So the vulnerability is being responded to by Hashem, but the Satan being Mekatrig is an idea of a vulnerability being exposed. And the mitzvah over here is V'nishmar tal mikol davara, meaning that when you're in a situation of danger, when you're in a situation where the Torah demands that you go to war, and there's the possibility that you'll be scared, and your weaknesses and your vulnerabilities perhaps will be exposed, V'nishmar tal mikol davara. The Torah is commanding us as individuals to be aware of that concept and try to guard ourselves from being taken advantage of, from our vulnerabilities being our weakness and being destroyed. So I believe that's the idea of V'nishmar tal mikol davara. So there's another interpretation of the Satan being Mekatreg. I don't think it's Rashi's, and it's more in line with the Rush and the Ramban. So let's look at the Rush and the Ramban, and we'll see a different idea, a different concept of how to explain the Satan being Mekatreg, of accusing. So the Rush in source number 9 on the same pasuk says, Ki seitzei machane oleivecha v'nishmar tal mikol davara. That when you go out to war against your enemies, you should guard yourself from anything evil. So if people didn't go to war, would they not guard themselves from evil? Meaning, what's the purpose of the pasuk? Of course, you're supposed to guard yourself from something bad. The Satan accuses in the time of sakana. You need greater guards in order to do tshuva. The Satan ole begematria shin samechei. So the gematria is 365. Melamed sheyesh yom echa bishana she'ein bo koach lekatreg v'hu yom hakipurim. Which teaches us that there's one day where the Satan cannot be mekatreg, and what is that day? That day is Yom Kippur. So the Rush seems to tie in the idea of Satan being mekatreg b'shal sakana to an idea of tshuva, and he says that the Satan is not mekatreg on Yom Kippur. So what is the meaning of that? What's the meaning, what's the Rush's interpretation of the Satan Mekatreg? It doesn't mean, I don't believe it means the same thing as Rashi, because Rashi's not talking about tshuva. He's talking about being careful and knowing your surroundings and understanding your psyche when you go to war and not allowing your vulnerabilities to be exposed and taken advantage of. But the Rush is putting it in more philosophical terms. So I think the Ramban agrees with the Rush, but he explains it a little further, and we'll put them together. So the Ramban, in its first interpretation, he says, V'nishmar tal mikol davara, shasatan mekatreg v'shas sakana lashon Rashi. So he quotes Rashi. V'anachon be'inai be'inyon ha-mitzvah azos. The Ramban says that what appears to be the mitzvah, this mitzvah, ki ha-kasuv yazhir be'is asher ha-chet matzui bo. The Torah is teaching us that when chet, when sin is available, that's when you have to be careful. It's a known thing that when any camp goes out to war, they eat whatever they want. So people aren't embarrassed when they go to war. They're not. They'll even commit adultery and they'll do shameful things. Even the most mild-mannered person will be strict and angry when he goes out to war. The alkein hizir bo akasav. That's why the Torah has to teach us nishmar tal mikol davara, that you have to be careful in this situation. He says val derech hapshat he azhar mikol anasar, and the pshat is that it's really an isser, a prohibition, that the Jews, or it's really a mitzvah, that the Jews have to be careful from anything that's usur when they go to war. So the Ramban argues with Rashi. Rashi says that the satan is mekatreg, it means that your vulnerabilities are exposed. But the Rush and the Ramban seem to take a similar approach. And they're saying that the satan being mekatreg means that it's an environment of sin. It means that the environment of war is an environment of sin, where a person's emotions are very aggressive and a person is commanded to kill people. So in that situation, whenever there's iser available, so a person might get caught up in the emotions of the war and they might go and be over the iser and to violate the iser. And that's what the Rush means by tshuva. He's saying that it's not an environment of perfection. And the only day where there is an environment or a pure environment is really Yom Kippur. But war specifically is not it's an environment of chait. It's really a situation where soldiers typically commit crimes, and we know this from American history. Soldiers commit crimes because their emotions are very strong and they're all wired up to go to war. And when that happens, we have to be very careful. And the Torah is teaching us to be aware of the situation of war. And it's saying the satan is mekatreg in the framework of sin, meaning the satan is the yetzer hara, and it means that the person's yetzer hara is really incites the person in this situation. So the difference between Rashi and the Ramban and the Rush is the Rashi's interpreting it as a person's vulnerability being exposed, but the Ramban and the Rush are interpreting it more philosophically, that our satan, our yetzer hara, is inciting us in situations of sakana where our emotions are high, and when we go into war, we're supposed to be angry. Even the most mild-mannered person is angry or supposed to be angry, so we have to be specifically careful in those situations. And there's a good proof from the Ramban's interpretation in our parsha, because at the beginning of Kisetze, we learn about the Isser of Yefas Tor, and Yefas Tor, at least from an interpretation that I heard many times, the idea of Yefas Tor, the permission for the Jew to take or to be with the Yefas Tor, the non-Jewish captive, is because of the fact that the Torah demands that a person be in a certain state of mind when they go to war. You're supposed to be angry, and you're supposed to be willing to kill and pillage. And in that state of mind, you can't expect a person to be a saint. You can't expect a person to kind of hold themselves back. And I didn't mean saint in a literal way, but I meant hold themselves back. And in that situation, we can't expect that. So the Torah permitted a Jewish soldier to take Yefas Tor. But the real idea, the concept is that the Torah recognizes that a person is in a certain state of mind when they go to war, and the Torah is being mazir, it's warning us, v'nishmartel mikol davara, that a person has to be careful and be shomer mikol davara. He has to guard himself in a situation where chait is available, where chait is prominent. So that's the difference between Rashi and the Ramban. The second interpretation in the Ramban is very different. So the Ramban says as follows, looking back in source number 10, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Uva Sifri, Vinishmar Tomi Kol Davara. In the Sifri, what is this mitzvah of Vinishmar Tomi Kol Davara? Shomea ani betumos uva taharos uva maestros hakasav medaber. So you might think or learn out that the Torah is referring to Toma and Tahara and taking Maser, and that's what the Torah is saying. Vinishmar Tomi Kol Davara. Be careful, keep the mitzvos of Toma and Tahara. Tamalomar erva. So the pasuk later on, if you look in source number 11, pasuk tesvav, it says ki Hashem lokecha misalech bekerav machanecha latzilcha v'laseis oivecha lefanecha v'yam machanecha kadosh v'lo yirebecha erva stavar v'shav ma'acharecha. So it says erva stavar. Even though those psukim are referring to a person going to the bathroom outside the camp, and not really referring to v'nishmar tam b'kol davara, but since after this pasuk it references erva, which means like lewdness, so it's a reference to a certain type of sin. So the Torah is teaching us that we have to be careful from certain sins. Ein li ela erva, back to the Ramban, ein li ela erva, that's only erva, arayas, minayin l'rabos avodos gilulim v'gilui arayas v'shvichas damim v'kilas Hashem. So where do we know to include all these things? Meaning avodos zara, gilui arayas, which is having relations with a married woman or violating laws of sexuality, ushvichas damim, and murder, v'kilas Hashem, or cursing Hashem. Tamad lomar v'nishmar tam mikol davara. So it teaches us v'nishmar tam mikol davara is a reference to all these things. O Yaakov Betumos uvetaharos uvemaisros akasim edaber. So it could just be that the Torah is referencing Tuma and Tahara and Maisros, that's what it's teaching us to be careful. Tamalor mar erva ma erva miyuchedes maisa shigalu alav kananim umesalek es hashchina. Just like erva, arayos, is something that's specific, that it caused the kananim to be kicked out of the land and the loss of the shchina. Af kol maisa shigalu alav kananim umesalek es hashchina. Any action that caused the kananim and Eretz Yisrael to be kicked out, and for the shchina to be lost or to be removed, those yisurim are what we are commanded to be careful on. Kishu omer davar, and then he adds in, when it says davar, af al lashon hara, even lashon hara, davar is like a word, even though it means matter, davar, he's interpreting as a word, which is a reference to lashon hara. So Ramban is saying that, based on the Sifri, he's just quoting the Sifri, that the isser is, when you go to war, v'nish martam mikol davara, means that you have to be careful from these very strict sins, which refer to Gilei Raya, Shfichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah, and also Lashon Hara, which is interesting. Why does it include Lashon Hara? The Gam Zemin Atam Shepirashnu, this is also for the same reason. Kimovad HaZara Shebo Be'ela HaAveros HaChamuros, aside from the warnings of these particular Isurim, meaning the Torah really already teaches us that you're not allowed to murder, you're not allowed to be involved in Arayos, or be involved in Avodah Zarah. But aside from that, Yosef la b'machane, shenishbar bo mikol elu haveros. There's a separate iser that the camp should be safeguarded from these haveros. Shlo tistalek hashchina miYisrael asher sham, that the shchina not be removed. Kasher amar ki Hashem elokecha misalech bekerav machanecha, as it says later on in the psukim, that Hashem, he walks amongst the machane. V'hinei ha'osa haveros hagedolos b'machane, he who does the Averos Gedolos in the Machane, Ke'osam Shekasa Bahem, it's like those who, it says about them in Yirmiyahu, Shamu Mik, go to Pasuk in source number 12, it says, Ki Asu V'nei Yehuda Hara B'nei Ne'um Hashem, Samu Shikutzehem B'bayas Asher Nikra Shemi Allah V'tamo, that B'nei Yehuda did evil in the eyes of Hashem, and they did detestable things, or they placed detestable things in the house, in the Mikdash, in which God's name was called, Letamo, to defile it. So that's what it's a reference to. And the Ramban, back to the Ramban, two lines up, V'od shlo yigbru aleinu ha'oivim, so that the oivim aren't successful, im nase kemasim ha'gormim lehem sheyiglu mipanenu, if we do the same actions that cause them to be exiled in front of us. V'zehu v'laseis oivecha lefanecha, v'osifu bo lashon hara, and that's what it means to place your enemy before you. And it added in Lashon Hara, Kedei Shelo Yirbu B'nei HaMachlokas, so that there's no arguments amongst Klal Yisrael, V'yaku B'nei HaMaka Rabba Me'od Yosir Min HaOivim. And as a result, there will be even a greater plague from Hashem than enemies destroying the Jewish people. So the Ramban says something interesting, and he's saying that, really, what's the mitzvah here? If you go back to source number one, it says, Ki Seit Seim Machanei Leivecha V'nishmartam B'kol Davara. He's saying it's not a reference to the Jews going out to war, but he's saying that the Torah is teaching us that we have to be careful from these Yisurim, from Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. But of course, the Ramban says that we already know about these Yisurim. So what's the Torah adding over here? So the Torah is adding an extra feature, and it's saying that when the Machane, there's a din in the Machane, in the camp itself, that the camp has a certain holiness, has the Shechina, the presence of Hashem. And when you violate these Yisurim, it removes the presence of Hashem from the camp. So the Ramban's saying that there's a separate Isser, a separate mitzvah, to be careful, v'nishmartam mikol davara, to be aware of the fact that by doing these Averos, you remove the Shechina from the camp, from the Machane of Hashem. So when you do that, so the idea is that v'nishmartam mikol davara is teaching us that there's a separate Isser, there's an extra Isser when it comes to doing these Yisurim, these Averos, in the sense that you're involved in something in addition to the flaw of these Averos, which is that you're removing the Shechina, and that's the Isser. The Isser is to remove the Shechina from the camp. And if you look in source number 11, the Ramban ties it in to the Psukim that follow. It says in those Psukim, Ki yebecha ish asher lo yeh tahor mikre laila, v'yatzal michutz l'machane lo yavo tocha l'machane. So if a man becomes tamei because he has a nocturnal emission, so he has to go out of the machane, and he can't stay in the machaneh. So after he goes to the mikvah, and nighttime, after nighttime, he can come back. So you should have a peg with you when you have to go to the bathroom and you go outside the machanos. And when you go to the bathroom, you have to dig a hole. You shouldn't just leave your refuse out, but you should dig a hole and cover it. Because Hashem, He walks amongst the camp, and in order to save you and to bring your enemies before you, which is what the Ramban quoted, and the machane should be holy, and there shouldn't be anything unseemly, and v'shav ma'acharecha, and He'll go away from you, v'shav, will go back ma'acharecha from behind you. So the Torah is teaching us in these Yisurim, the Ramban's tying in the pasuk of Nishmarta Mikol Devarah to these pasukim, and he's saying that just like if a person left his refuse out in the camp, he's really destroying Kedushas Machane Yisrael, and by doing that, you're really removing Hashgachas Hashem, the Shechina, from Klal Yisrael, and you leave the Jewish people vulnerable to attack. So too, when a person violates these major Yisurim of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim, you're not just violating a flaw in itself, and you're not just doing something that's connected the essence of the Torah, but you're also being involved in something that removes the Shechina, that removes Hashgachas Hashem from Klal Yisrael, and places Klal Yisrael in a dangerous situation where the enemies of Klal Yisrael can destroy us. So that's the Chiddush of Nishmarta Mikol Devarah. So the Ramban says two ideas. The first idea is the Satan's Mekatreg. He says that people have to be aware when they go to war that their emotions are high and it's very difficult to control them. And Nishmarta Mikol Devarah is teaching us that we have to be aware and try our best to control our emotions. But the second interpretation is Nishmarta Mikol Devarah means that we have to, there's a separate isser, there's a separate prohibition tied to violating these three major sins. And the isser is because by doing these sins, you're removing the Shechina from Klal Yisrael. So that's what he says. Now there's an extra element in the Ramban that I just want to take up. And he says that Lashon Hara is included because it says Nishmarta Mikol Devarah. Davar, he learns, is a limud to teach us that it's usher to do Lashon Hara. So what is that referencing? What's that idea? So if you look in source number 13 in the Torah Tzmima, he quotes the Ksivos. He says, V'nishmar tam mikol davara, Tanya Rabbi Nasan Omer, V'nishmar tam mikol davara, harezu azhara lemotzi shem ra. So this is an azhara warning to somebody who says a lie about another person. So the Torah learns out from Nishmarta Mikol Devarah an Isser of Lashon Hara, and specifically Motzi Shem Ra. So let's look at the Torah Tzmima's explanation in source number 14. He says, Nira desamech al adrasha shebesifri sheyuva besamach v'nishmarta mikol devarah afilu dibor ra. So this is relying on the drasha, like the Ramban brings down, of the Sifri, that when it says v'nishmarta mikol devarah, it means even evil speech. Yuyon Sham. Vikari Lize Azhara Apiam of Vuar become Mekomos Bishas. Kol Makum Shinamar Hishamir Pen Eno El Losase. Whenever it says to guard yourself, lest, it's a Losase. It's teaching you an Isser. Vitam Smichos Azhara Zul. Chisitze Machane Nevar Besamach Osmem Tes. And he says that he's going to explain why it's attached to going out to war, but he basically gives the same reasoning as the Ramban. Or he gives the idea of the Ramban. So the question is, what is the Isser of Lashon Hara? Let's just try to define it basically. Why is it compared or brought in with Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim? And why is it attached to this Isser, according to the Ramban, and the Sifri of removing the Shechina from Klal Yisrael? What is so bad about it? What exactly is the comparison between Lashon Hara, which we learn out from this very pasuk, V'nishmarta Mikol Devarah, and the other three? So to do this, to explain it, you know, I thought, why not go to the Rambam? So the Rambam gives an explanation of Lashon Hara and the different categories, and he also explains why it's so bad, Lashon Hara is so bad. So if you look in source number 15, it's famous Rambam, Hilchos Deos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, and Gimel. In Halacha Beis it says, Ezu Rachel, who is this, what's the definition of a Rachel? Ze shetoin devarim, beholech mizet lezeh, v'omer kach amar ploni, kach v'kach shamati aploni, afal pishu emes hareza machre v'sa olam. So it's a person who goes from camp to camp. He goes from person to person. He says, "Did you hear what this guy did? What this person said about you?" he's a tattletale, and he goes from place to place, and he's constantly trying to create friction between two groups. So that's Rachel. Yesh avon gadol mizeh ad meod. There's an even greater sin. V'hu bechlal lav zeh, v'hu lashon hara. It's included in this, and it's lashon hara. V'hu hamisaper beginus chavero, alfa pisha omer emes. So it's a person who speaks badly about his friend, even if it's true. Aval ha'omer sheker nikra moti shemra achavero. But if you lie about your friend, then it's considered moti shemra. So there's two categories of lashon hara. There's lashon hara telling the truth, but it's degrading. Like you say, oh, that person just lost their job, and you know, let's say they're a terrible worker. They're not responsible. Let's say if it's true. And then there's also a lie if you tell people that the person lost their job and they didn't really lose their job. That's considered moti shemra. Aval baal lashon hara ze sheyoshev ve'omer kach v'kach asaploni v'kach v'kach hayu avosa v'kach v'kach shamati alav v'amar dvarim shalgnai. And then the last idea the Rambam says is there's a baal lashon hara, a person who's committed to speaking lashon hara, and all they do is they sit around and they talk about other people. Al ze amar kasev yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalakos lashon medaberes gedolos. It says that Hashem will cut down all these flattering lips, the lashon, the tongue that speaks great things. So the Ramban says that he has four different points in this halacha. First is the rachil, the person who goes from person to person and talks and tries to incite a fight. Then there's the lashon hara, which is being degrading to somebody but being honest. The third is moti shemra, which is our gemara and ksubos, minish martel mikol davara, which teaches us that you have to be careful to not lie about a person. And the last case is the baal lashon hara, the person who just sits there and he just talks about other people all day. That's his job, basically. So in Halacha Gimel, we'll explain, but Halacha Gimel is really a furtherance. It says, Amru Chachamim, Shalosh Averos Nifran Min Adam Ba'olam Hazeh Ve'en Lo Chelek Lo'olam Haba. There are three Averos that if a person does them in this world, he's punished in this world and he loses out his Chelek in the next world. What are they? Avodos Kuchavim Begilu Eirayos Shvichos Damim. So it's the same as the Sifri in the Ramban. There are three sins that are the three major sins of the Torah, which are Gilui Arayos, which is relations in a lewd manner with, let's say, a married woman, Ushvichos Damim, murder, V'loshna Ra. Shvichos Damim, V'loshna Ra. Avodas Kochamim, V'Gilui Arayos, Shvichos Damim, the three big ones. Avodas Zara, Gilui Arayos, and murder. V'loshna Hara, Kneged Kulam. But he says, Loshna Hara is Kneged, is equal to all of them. V'od Amru Chachamim, so the question is why? Why is Loshna Hara like all of them? Ve'od amru chachamim kol misaper b'lashon hara k'ilu kofer be'ikar. And Chazal say that anybody who speaks lashon hara is as if they're a denier of God. Shenemar asher amru lilshoninu nagbir svasinu itanu mi'adomanu. Our lips or our tongues will be mighty, and our lips, which are with us, who is the master over us? Ve'od amru chachamim shlosha lashon hara horeges. And the chacham said that there are three that lashon hara kills. Ha'omro v'hamakablo v'zesha omer lov. The one who says the Lashon Hara, the one who hears it, and the one who's being spoken of. V'hamakablo yosir min ha'omro. And the makablo is killed even more than the omro. So there's a lot of Torah on this Rambam. But we see that the Rambam is quoting an idea that the Ramban spoke about in the Sifri in the context of our Isser of Anishmar Tal Mikol Davara, that there's some equivalency between Lashon Hara and the three major sins. So the question is, what is it about Lashon Hara that makes it so bad? And what is it about Lashon Hara that it's somewhat equivalent to the three sins? And why Motzi Shemra in specific? Why is V'nishmar Tam Mikol Devara, it's talking about Motzi Shemra? And what's the Torah teaching us about it? So I think just, you know, one possibility is that the Torah is telling us, the Rambam is telling us that Lashon Hara is really the greatest expression of ego, of power. Because when you speak about another person, it's as if you're destroying the person, but you're not doing it physically, you're doing it with your words, with your speech. And it's really an expression of the ego, and the egotism of let's say, Gilui Arayos and Avodah Zarah and Shvichas Damim. I mean, Shvichas Damim is obvious, where a person feels power over another person, he can kill another person. And Gilui Arayos also, if the classic case is where you are with, you know, a married woman, but there's other cases too, but that's also an expression of ego, of power, that you can take whoever you want, you can be with whoever you want. And finally, Avodah Zarah, when a person does Avodah Zarah, they're really choosing a god as an expression or a projection of themselves. So it's really an egocentric expression. But Lashon Hara is similar. It's on the same level. Because even though you're not physically hurting a person, and it's not a physical action, but from the flaw of the person doing the Maisa of Lashon Hara, it's equivalent in the sense that you're really expressing a certain ego, a certain level of power that you feel that you're entitled to over others. And that's really the essence of why Lashon Hara is so bad. And that's why you're a kofar be'ikar, because when a person thinks he's important enough that he has power over others, there's a denial of God in that, in the sense that God is the only one with real power. You don't really have power. But the person who speaks Lashon Hara believes he has power, and his words are being used as an expression of his own strength and power. And that's why you're a kofar be'ikar, because you're denying the power of God, that there's a greater power than the self. So perhaps the Torah is teaching us, V'nishmar tal mikol davara, and by motzi shem ra, it sounds like the Torah is teaching us that people can fall into the trap of Lashon Hara without being aware. And that's why it's saying in this Lashon, V'nishmar tal mikol davara, because sometimes you'll be speaking to somebody else, a friend, and you won't really be aware of the fact that you're about to say a lie or say something not true about somebody else. So V'nishmar tal mikol davara, I think according to the Gemara and the Ramban, is teaching us that a person has to always be aware of his speech. That when you're speaking, and typically a person can fall into a trap where they're just not careful. And Motzi Shem Ra, the Gemara is saying, is the typical expression of that trap, where you're not careful, you're not really thinking, you're just talking. And when you talk, sometimes something false will come out about somebody else in a degrading way. And it'll just come out, and that's it. And now once it's out, now you're over the Isser, it's this tremendous flaw. So the Torah is teaching us that Lashon Hara, V'nishmar tal mikol davara, especially Motzi Shem Ra, is something that a person can easily fall into a trap into because they're not aware, and they're just not careful. So the Torah is teaching us a chiddush. V'nishmar tal mikol davara is really a mitzvah, that a person has to be aware of this tendency, and be aware of your speech when you're speaking, in order to avoid this tremendous flaw, this expression of ego. Because when you do that, that's why it's equivalent to these, and the Ramban is adding in that it's an Isser that causes the removal of the Shekhinah, because the Shekhinah can't exist where we have egocentric narcissists in Klal Yisrael. The Shekhinah can only exist when it's appreciated, when Klal Yisrael are humble, when they can appreciate the expression of God's presence. But it can't exist in the presence of narcissists. So the Torah is teaching us that there's a nishmar tal mikol davara, as a mitzvah, that we be aware of that these sins cause that effect. They cause the effect of the removal of the Shekhinah. And these sins are all tied to one another because they're all an expression of ego, of power, and to the point where they're almost a denial of God. So that's what the Rambam and the Ramban, I think, are talking about. And the last point in the shir is the last interpretation of Nishmar Tal Mikol Davara. And then I'll just come back and just summarize. But the last one is in source number 16. It's pretty open. It says, V'nishmar tal mikol davara, it's the Torah Tzmima. He says, Shlo yistakel adam b'isha na'a v'afilu penuya u'v'eshes ish v'afilu mechu'eres. So a guy's not supposed to look at a woman who's not married, who's beautiful, and he's not supposed to stare at a married woman even if she's ugly. V'lo b'vigdei tseva shel isha, and he shouldn't look at the clothing, the color of clothing. V'lo b'chomer, v'lo b'chamora, sorry, b'chamor, v'lo b'chamora, v'lo b'chazir, v'lo b'chazira, v'lo b'ofos, b'zman sh'niskakin zelizeh. So there's an iser for a person to watch animals having relations with one another, and this is brought down over here. And then the next one is v'nishmar tal mikol davara, tanu rabbanan, v'nishmar tal mikol davara, sh'lo yahar adam b'yom, v'yavo lidei tuma b'layla. Person shouldn't fantasize in the day, a man, and come to Tuma at nighttime. So what's the Torah teaching us? The last point. V'nishmar tal mikol davara, according to this interpretation, is tied to fantasy. It's saying that a person shouldn't underestimate the strength of fantasy and the power of fantasy on your actions and on its effect on you. So the Torah is teaching us that when a person might look at a married woman or look at a beautiful woman and think, oh, I can handle it, you know, nothing's going to happen to me, I'm not going to be affected by it. And the same thing with the next memra, lo yahar adam biyom, B'yavo l'yitomim b'layla means that the nishmar tamei kol davara, you have to recognize how fantasy has this impact on a person. And if you recognize that, if you're a nishmarta, then you'll avoid the effects and the ultimate sin. But if you don't avoid it, it'll lead you down the path of sin. So the Torah is teaching us the nishmar tamei kol davara to be aware of the triggers of the fantasy that triggers further action and further averos. So be aware of it and guard yourself from those fantasies, and thus you'll also guard yourself from sin. So I just wanted to summarize. So let's just summarize the shir, just a couple of points. So the main idea of the shir is tied to this pasuk in Parak Chaf Gimel in Kiseite. It says, Kiseite machana alayvecha v'nishmar tami kol davara. The Torah says that when the Jews go to war, you have to be careful from things that are evil. So it's a very vague pasuk. And the question is, what is the Torah teaching us? What's the mitzvah? So we saw that Rashi says, the satan is mekatre b'shasas hakana. We try to understand the key idea in Rashi. And the key idea in Rashi, I believe, is that when a person's in danger, their weaknesses are exposed, their vulnerabilities are exposed. And we see that idea by Avram too, that a certain weakness was exposed to Hashem. And we have to be aware of that. B'nishmar tamei kol davara is teaching us that when we're scared and we feel vulnerable, we can't allow it to be exposed in a way where it'll be taken advantage of and will be destroyed by our enemies. So we have to be aware, be careful, and be aware of the fact that we're in this vulnerable state, and it could cause, if we're not careful and if we're not aware of it and we're not careful, so then we'll fall into a trap and be destroyed. The Ramban and the Rush have a different interpretation of Satan Mekatreg, and they say it's more tied to an environment of sin, that the Satan is almost like the Yetzer Hara, and in the situation of war, it's just not an environment where a person is really able to work on themselves. They can't do tshuva in that environment, and not only that, but it's a sinning situation. So the Torah is teaching us, v'nishmar tamei kol davara, be aware of the environment and try to avoid falling into the trap of the environment. Then the third idea was the Ramban, and he's saying that v'nishmar tamei kol davara is a general idea that we have to avoid sins that cause the loss of hashkachos Hashem in the machane. And those sins are gilai raya, shvichas damim, avodah zarah, and lashon hara. And the main idea, the chiddush of the Torah, is that these sins aren't just averos in and of themselves, but they're also averos that cause the loss of hashkacha. And because of the fact that the shechina, as we said, cannot operate and cannot be present in an environment where we have narcissists and egocentric people or animalistic people, and those are all the sins of Lashon Hara, Gilai Raya, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. And then we spoke about Lashon Hara itself, that Lashon Hara is very similar in the sense that it's the utmost expression of man's ego. And then the last idea of V'nishmar tamei kol davara is being aware of the strength of fantasy, that when a person sees things that they think doesn't really have an effect or a strong effect, you have to be careful, especially in those situations, because oftentimes those do have a stronger effect than what you would think. So that's the shir tonight. Anybody have any questions?